2 weeks ago, we had a blackout in New York City for 3 hours. The last blackout in New York that happened on the same date in 1977 was an interesting comparison. It was fascinating to watch how many people responded to a widespread technology failure. In 1977, people were looting. In 2019, people were taking photos and videos and desperately trying to upload status updates to social media. Before you black out during a technology failure, focus on conserving energy. The New York City blackout is a very dramatic example of what happens when you lose the ability to communicate with technology. But we all experience technology failures at times. What's odd to me is how people try even harder to use their smartphones and electronic devices when they can't. Instead of burning more energy, try conserving energy by focusing on what you can control. The pitch challenge today: during technology downtime, spend more time doing something productive instead of fixating on a problem you can't fix. Use the time to do some brainstorming you've been putting off or catch up on some written correspondence. Maybe even talk to someone. Perhaps you'll even make a new friend. I was trapped out of my building during the blackout, so I went across the street to a bar that was accepting cash orders only. And next to me were some young men teaching some middle-aged men how to play dominoes. In a day and age where we rarely look up from our devices to connect and communicate in real time, it was refreshing to see the interaction of simply playing a game emerge from the chaos and confusion that disoriented so many from being virtually unconnected.